What about measuring outcome? Like, for example, if your behavior is yielding a destructive outcome, and, you know, like, say, drug addiction or alcoholism, and everyone around that person can see that they're not moving in the right direction. Is it possible to think that behavior is not rational, that it's irrational? Because isn't the function of life to live? Isn't the driving force of everything alive designed to sustain itself? The purpose of life is to live, and then within that concept or principle or theme or purpose, if we do anything that takes away our life or that is destructive. And isn't this a common path in humanity? I mean, obviously these people that you're dealing with and treating, isn't it about the struggle that they've got going on with themselves?
Then that ends up being an interesting thing too, because what people will move in is they'll move in the direction of pleasure. So they will be in the struggle and continue to do what brings them pleasure until they get, oh, that's not pleasurable. That's a struggle, and it hurts, and either my body can't handle it anymore, my physical or my emotional body, or I'm making choices that, I mean, people who are addicts, they're addicts for really good reasons usually, and so they're escaping something, and so it's a way out, it's a way of relief, it's a way to survive, and it's a way to live. And telling that person, look, you know, this is a bad choice. You could do it differently. That could be the most scary thing in the world to them. Unless they get on a really deep level, on a felt sense level, that there is a lot of pleasure in not making that choice and living their life differently.